Hey everybody, welcome to Declutter Me, a podcast about organizing and decluttering your life. And hello, Shalina, to episode 101.
Hi Shrek, how are you?
Yeah, I'm not too bad. I think we're now getting used to this new format where we do this as a web conference, so it's interesting. But yeah, it's just starting to get more of the hang of it now, I think.
You've had a bit more practice than I have, but yeah, it's a bit weird. But hopefully I won't sound too loud. I feel like I sound loud when I'm doing this.
And let's get right into the episode. What are we going to talk about?
So today I wanted to talk about not hoarding. So we've been seeing, you know, on the news, you know, on social media, people talking about things that they're seeing people buy so much of. And, you know, in the UK alone, they there was nearly 80 million extra grocery shopping trips in March, and the spending of almost 2 billion more on food and drink than in 2019 because of people stockpiling. Here, it wasn't so. We didn't experience it except for hand sanitizers and Dettol products were all sold out, and the masks, which is still a bit of a rarity to get. But we didn't have the issue with the toilet roll, which seemed to be a big issue.
Yeah, I think we're slightly less reliant on toilet paper out in this part of the world, probably. So that might have helped us.
So what I want to talk about is that, you know, because people have stockpiled so much on food and toiletries and, you know, various things for whatever reason, you know, and actually all the supermarkets are saying, don't panic buy. We have everything. Just let us stock up in the supermarkets. But we have, the logistics are still going on. Cargo is still working globally. So let us just do our job.
No, I can kind of understand, right? So I think a lot of places, like, it's a very uncertain time for everybody. And so people are just not sure what might happen. Unfortunately, we live in a very WhatsApp, social media, like, crazy generation as well. So, we're, you know, every now and then you see something just get spread to be like, X is gone or Y is gone, and it kind of creates this kind of weird situation. Or we have these like insane quote unquote economic predictions, right? Like, based on the demand I see today, like, toilet paper is going to run out in 2 days, and that's going to like kind of create this kind of situation where people then panic buy a little bit as well. And of course, there are certain countries in which there is a proper lockdown compared to what we have here, where we still have the eligibility to go and to go to the supermarket, right? So that's at least an advantage.
Yep, that's true. It's very true. So there is, I mean, there is, yes, the psychological issues, but I think also right now is a good time to start going through your stuff and trying to use up certain things. So this is a good time, especially you're at home. So what I've been doing is, you know, I've got toiletries, especially, you know, miniatures or samples that have been given to me. I'm starting to use that up right now. So this is a great time to go through, you know, certain, like, there's a certain shower gel I have that I'm not a fan of. I only use it when I'm really pushed to use it, but it's lying there because I don't want to throw it away because it's waste. So now that's the shower gel I'm using because I'm not going out. So I don't have to smell beautiful for people. You know, I don't, it's a silly thing, but it's my thing with shower gel. So I am using up this shower gel. So it's the same with makeup. Like, I've started putting makeup on again after 2 weeks of not wearing makeup because I feel like I need to look a bit like I'm going out. So I've started using certain things that I know I don't like to use, and I just want to get it finished and, you know, use it up right now. And it's a fun way to do because, you know, I'm putting makeup on, but using up the rubbish stuff. And it's the same with the food. So, you know, go into your cupboards and look at what food you've got. You know, I'm sure a lot of people bought stuff maybe last year for Ramadan, you know, which we've talked about before, that people do this bulk buying of stuff for Ramadan. Ramadan's nearly coming up now, and you most probably have got stuff, say the packets of custard and other desserts that people buy, and soups, that haven't been used since you bought it in bulk buy last year. Now is a good time to use up all these things. Just start going through all your things and seeing what you have so that you can start getting it rid of it and making space in your cupboards for the things that are coming in and you're ordering. I looked in my kitchen cupboard the other day. I was looking for a baking tray because I have become one of those people that bake things like cookies because that's all I'm good at. And I found a tray. I have this beautiful brass tray I bought years ago that is so beautiful that I've not used it in all this time. And it's too small to use like for day-to-day life. And I don't have really people come over to serve them stuff on this tray. So it's just been languishing in this cupboard. Obviously not going to get rid of it because I like it too much. So I looked at it and I went, and I've been looking at trays, you know, like pretty trays or holders to put my toiletries in my bathroom. And it's been my kind of thing that I've been wasting my time doing online the last few days. And then I suddenly saw this tray and I went, I wonder if that will fit where I wanted to put my tray in my bathroom. And it did fit. So now I've been able to stop the nonsense of looking online for something that I don't really need and to use a tray that I've had hidden for so long for a really good purpose. So find what things you might have in your cupboard and see if you can repurpose it somewhere else in your house, because I'm sure there'll be many things that you can find, whether it's old mugs that could actually be pen holders, especially for your kids, you know, now when they're coloring more or using stationery more while they're at home. You could find really cool mugs that you don't want to drink from, but that could be used for that. What else could you could have, find nice boxes that you've kept in case, you know, to use for presents, but you could actually use it as a memory box. You know, there's little bits and pieces. You'll find them in everywhere and anywhere, like in cupboards, in your living room or in your bedroom. You'll find bits and pieces and look at those pieces before you declutter it or put it in the recycling bin and say, could you repurpose it for something else so that it gets some use in the house? Now is a good time to look at that and to consider that.
Yeah, and I think, I mean, this goes on again from many things that we've been talking about, including the one we did like two episodes ago, right, where we're all, because we're in some level of isolation and or lockdown, you know, we're kind of seeing all these things around the house and decluttering them. Well, in the process of doing that, like, this is a great time to also then start looking at repurposing, as you said, many things, because we do have restrictions at the moment in terms of being able to just go outright and donate everything. But of course,
yes.
And we've discussed this many times on the show, like, we do have a lot of sentimental values and things attached to it, like you have with this baking tray, that you're not going to put it away, but you're also not using it. So what's it doing? And now at least it has a purpose in terms of solving another problem that you have.
Yes, exactly. Except it's a serving tray, not a baking tray. It's a brass serving tray. It's very cool. I'll show you. Yes, so exactly. You can find things. And you know what I found as well? I was talking to my parents about making yogurt because they do that. They make yogurt at home. And I said, oh, when I go to a supermarket, I'll buy a container for it to, you know, what's the word? Ferment the yogurt?
Culture it, yeah.
No. Culture of the yogurt. And they said, don't you have a flask that you can use in the house? And I went, most probably. And I said, yeah, you have. And I was like, oh, yeah, I've got a new one I got from Marshalling. It's a big flask, purpose, you know, it's brilliant. They said, just clean it, boil it, put the milk, you know, do everything, put it in there. And it literally did make the yogurt overnight. I was really impressed. I was like, this, I never thought of using this big flask for that. I'd always thought of getting like a steel container like my dad's always had. But no, I repurposed a flask that I'm not going to use because I'm not going outside. So I don't need to take anything in that flask right now. So I could use it for yogurt. So there are weird and wonderful things that you can do with a lot of the items that you have in the house. You just have to find them and think of what you can do with them or have someone inspire you to use them. And there's lots of things you can see online. If you just, you know, Google, put in your item and Google it, you'll see what people use them for. So, yeah, so that was my main thing. So, because I've been seeing a lot of people talking about online shopping and we've been seeing in the media about the whole shopping thing. And it's a part of me is understanding of why there is a need to shop and to buy so many items. But there's also a lot of miscellaneous shopping going on. I can see, you know, from friends and on social media. And I think right now, instead of spending the money on, you know, things, first look at what you have, you know, especially with regards to toiletries and cosmetics and food. What have you got that you can use up now instead of, you know, buying something new and then accumulating more and more stuff?
No, I agree completely. And I mean, you know, I'm talking to so many people who have because of this sort of, we're all like working from home and trying to sort out our lives at home, a lot of people are finding themselves purchasing things because they feel like they need to. And a simple example is, I think, and I would love for somebody to do some research on this and to find out how many desks have been bought in the last like 3 weeks, right? Because people need space to work, and dining tables, for example, with the entire family now at home, you know, are not exactly ideal for that. So I completely understand, for example, well, we need a place to work, we need to get a desk or in a chair or whatever. But then it's like, then there's also the ancillary stuff, right? Oh, and they also need shelves, because, you know, of course, these sites make it super easy, right? We're like, oh, you bought a desk, would you like to add a shelf on top of that?
Yeah.
So it turns out you probably have a shelf like maybe sitting somewhere in the house, or a stack that you bought ages ago when you thought about setting up a study and you never used it. So this is a good time to kind of bring some balance. I mean, there'll be some things you absolutely need. Desks are a great example of that. But then there's tons of things that you can repurpose to make sure that you're home life is, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to involve breaking the bank that much as well.
Exactly. And I actually saw on LinkedIn only yesterday, a woman had posted that she was using her ironing board as her desk. And she had a chair that she could move up and down, or she could make it a standing one because it's an ironing board. So she could stand. So that was quite impressive. Actually, I was like, that's quite ingenious to think of doing that. I'm not sure about the comfort level. You can't write on it, but it's good if you've got a laptop or something, you could use that as your desk. But yeah, people are coming up with lots of ingenious ideas of what to do and how to, you know, how to use things. So there are things online in case you need help. But yeah, you know, especially right now where the uncertainty economically, now is it not, you know, the time to think about what you can do with your own stuff before spending more money unnecessarily. But yeah, that's it for today.
Well, I mean, to everyone, I mean, that's listening to this and stuff, I hope like you guys are all safe and staying home. We hope these tips might inspire you, might help you in some way as you're kind of dealing with all of this stuff. As always, you can, of course, reach out to Shalina on social media at Declutterme. So that's at DeClutterme on our website at declutterme.com. And find all of our previous episodes. So for example, episode 99 that we referenced to, where we talked about how to start decluttering in the age of isolation, and all of this stuff in your favorite podcast players. So yeah, we'd love to hear from you. We'd love to hear how you guys are coping and maybe some ingenious ways in which you're repurposing things you have at home, so we can share that with everybody.
And don't forget, so listen to episode 100 to hear about all our prizes, and look on our social media to see how you can enter the competitions.
So we have three different prizes that we've got lined up for you guys. So check it out. One of them is available globally. So if you're not in the UAE, you can also enter that one. So yeah, I mean, we'd love to hear from you guys, and excited to announce the winner soon.
Yes, we'll be announcing that next week.
Awesome. Well, guys, that's all from us for this week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.
Bye.